Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are here again this week to talk a little bit about our pets and then talk to Veronica and have her answer a few questions for all of you. It's been, since we taped last week, it's been a odd week. I'm sure all of you remember that, you know, Guinness passed away about a month ago. And last Sunday, as you all know, too, I adopted a very old Chihuahua last summer, and her name was Marple. And Marple had a really rough life. I mean, she has greyhound legs in the back, so she has these, like, almost two-foot legs in the back that threw her spine out. She was in a lot of pain. She had a rough life. She was thin as a rail when I got her, and I took her in because that was the whole thing with my neighbor who couldn't handle her, so I took her. And she didn't wake up last Sunday morning. She had a really great couple of days before that. She was eating well. She was drinking. She was having fun. She found out what a pup cup was. And she didn't even know what treats were when she first got here. And she was very uncomfortable at first being held, constantly holding her, and then she got to the point where she wanted to be held. She had a lovely day on Saturday, and when we woke up on Sunday, she was laying right next to me, and I went to nudge her. I was like, okay, it's time to wake up, and she didn't wake up. So I've lost two dogs in a month's time, but this one, I mean, Guinness was one thing because that was a very long relationship, but I took Marple in last year knowing that her time was limited. And she had a rip-roaring time for the past 9 months. She learned a lot. She was happy. She had a home. And even the other two little munchkins got to like her. They started sleeping with her and stuff, too. So I feel like I fulfilled my agreement with her to make her last days the best they could possibly be and try to make up for all the, you know, terrible stuff that must have happened to her before. She was not distressed. She just looked like she was sleeping. So I know she just looked calm and peaceful. So I'm down two dogs, I put out the word that I'm looking for another older dog to bring in to give, you know, it's sort of like a hospice. I call it like a hospice kind of thing where you take care of them even though you know they're probably not going to be around for very long. So I'm sad about Marple, but I'm really pleased about how the end of her life went. And I'm really pleased that she crossed over and was comfortable enough to cross over right next to me under the covers. I mean, for a dog that's obviously been in the streets for a long time, that was, I think, was the best gift that she could have gotten, that she was comforted, she was held, and she knew she was loved. So it was a beautiful experience. Yeah, I'm sad because I liked her. But I put the word out, I'm going to adopt another older, and they should be female because my other two munchkins are female, and I think it would be a better time for them. And I'm still waiting for Guinness to get his act together and come back to me too. So I'm on half-mast for the moment, but it's okay. It's all okay. And Guinness was, you know, going to be 20. It was time for a new body. After a while, you keep trying to put your fingers in the dike to keep the blood from coming, and then suddenly there's just all these leaks, and you can't stop it. His body was just worn out. So I'm sitting here in anticipation, and hopefully by the next time I talk to you guys, I'll have some news or at least, you know, another dog in the house. So, Tony, how is everybody over there? How is that little Quinn? Is it Quinn? Little Quinn? Q.
You mean Q? Little Q? She's very popular on Instagram. I mean, about 4 months ago, she had 37 hits. I mean, 37,000 hits.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. She's unbelievable. Dewey had to go to the vet yesterday to be groomed and nails cut because they have to be sedated. And they were going to clean his teeth and took an x-ray, and they had to pull 10 teeth yesterday.
10 teeth?
Ooh. Him.
That's what they did to Little Bitty. She had one abscess tooth, and then when they got in there to take that tooth out, he said there were, I think he said 12 other teeth, he says, that were on the verge. And that's when I, you know, first got them and stuff. So she had 13 teeth pulled, the bad one, and then 13 teeth. Now, they had 40-some teeth, so it wasn't like she was toothless. But the teeth can cause a lot of problems if they're, you know, abscessing and stuff.
Well, I'm glad this was caught because Duke never showed anything that there was anything wrong with his teeth. Never. So I'm glad this was caught before it turned into a nightmare, because Alex went in about 4 months ago and he had to have 3 teeth pulled. So, you know, and then I had oral surgery with a skin graft. So, you know, I have stitches in my mouth. So this whole household, I don't know. We're all getting it here. That's for sure.
I understand. So I'm going to go get Veronica because we've got some great questions today.
Yes, we do. All right.
So I'm going to get her.
You go get her. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. And, like April said, we have some great questions. And, lots going on with our little kids over here. And I know Guinness is trying to find the right body to come back in. So let's keep our fingers crossed. And in the meantime, I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Susan. When pets cross over, do they also do a life review and refocus their energy to return with a fresh objective?
Well, that experience is similar to humans. They don't have the complexities of drama going on normally, like a human would. And a lot of times, they don't have the free will choice that humans have. They are subject to their humans a lot of times. And a lot of times, they could be strays and stuff, but they are too busy trying to survive to, you know, objectively look through life. But they do, when they get to the other side, try to assess how they can be more helpful. And a lot of times they become very attached to the human that they just left, and they really want to go back and to continue to be of support to them. So, yes, they do. They do have sort of a life review, but it's not like a human one. And they determine how they can get back, how they want to come back, or they may just decide that they're done with, you know, linear incarnations and move on to more spiritual endeavors. It's up to them. But their experience is similar, but not the same as a human.
All right. Our next question is coming from Kathleen. How do I tell if I am a younger soul or an older soul?
Well, soulful maturity is based on your ability to connect with your essence while in the linear. And being in the linear, humans tend to want to define things by young, mature, and old. And what it really is frequency and how you bring your frequency into the participation. You can tell if you are an older soul, if you are really in line with who you are and feel like you have your purpose under control. Younger souls tend to have to participate in the survival mode a little bit at first and learn how to navigate through such thick denseness. But you can tell by the frequency and how you feel. If you're a younger soul, a lot of times you will be a little more scattered. You may not be able to find the proper path for yourself. And an older soul, because they've had a lot of experience, tend to feel a bit more, we'll say, grounded and connected all at the same time. So the different levels, the younger, the young baby soul and all that, it just reflects the level of the soul's journey. That's all it is. And using the younger, older, you know, baby soul additives are something that it's helpful in the linear, but it's not really baby soul and it's not really old soul. It's the level of frequency that you participate in while you're there. And that's how you can tell. You can tell how your frequency feels. Then you'll know what you're actually are, a younger or an older soul.
All right. Our next question comes from Trevor. Is Earth the most advanced technology civilization that exists in this galaxy?
The most advanced technology-wise? We would have to say a big old no on that. The Earth plane is constantly trying to evolve itself, constantly trying to grow and expand and become more. But it's not the most advanced technology that is available in the quadrant that you're all in. So, no, you are not. And it will take a while. Now, all of you have been visited, you know, by places, other places that have come here and maybe dropped off some of their technology inadvertently. And over time, man has been able to decipher some of it. But man, humans themselves, they haven't come up with a lot of technology on their own. It's slow going. And there are many, many planets that are so far beyond technology-wise that it might be a little scary for a human to look at all of that. So, no, it is not the most technology advancement, not at all.
All right, our next question is from Cindy. Given the incredible vastness of the universe and the abundance of choices available to us, why would a soul choose to incarnate repeatedly as a human being here on Earth?
The Earth plane offers great beauty. It is the human participants upon it that create the chaos that you are not liking. Planet itself is a beautiful endeavor. It's a beautiful environment. And there are a lot of magical things that happen growth-wise, cell division. It's all a beautiful thing. When the humans come in, sometimes they don't act very well, and they cause a little bit of distress and discomfort for all. But the planet, it has consciousness, and it is a beautiful place to come to. Yeah, it's thick and dense, but there's a lot of value to be gleaned from it if you just choose to come here. So there are many who choose to come back repeatedly. But if it's not, you know, something that resonates with you, then you have the ability to say this doesn't resonate and choose other avenues. But it's not the planet. It's not Earth that is the problem. It is those who come in and then move away from the light and harmony to cause some chaos. There are those who don't want to, but there are still many of thousands, millions of energies that come to this planet for evolution. It is a high challenge because of the denseness, but the planet itself is very harmonious to humans.
All right. Well, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you'd like to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you for everyone who sent in questions. And as I encourage you to write in, don't be shy. We'll try to get your questions on the air as soon as we can. But, you know, write in to innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Well, another day on the planet, another day in paradise. And some people say that, you know, sort of negatively. We think starting today, all of you should start feeling how you are participating. A lot of you are great thinkers. A lot of you, though, have trouble with the emotional aspects of what you're trying to create here. We wish you all to focus and calm your energy and walk through it with clarity. Now, there's going to be chaos around you, but you don't be the chaos. You be the peacemaker in the middle of it. And choose not to fall into a chaotic moment, if you can help it at all. And decide that you're going to be hopeful, creative, supportive, and positive in each of your days, if you can. Now, trying to be all of that sometimes can be tedious. We wish you all to be relentless in your journey to the peace and harmony that is your birthright. And decide that you're going to achieve that through the positive actions of yourself. There are many on the planet that are not of the light, so to speak. And what you have to do is observe it, know where it's at, stay away from it, and attempt to create sort of a atmosphere around you of positivity and love that negative force cannot permeate. Decide today that you're going to do that. Decide today to be the peace, and decide today that you're not going to let the current surroundings of any situation dampen your soulful spirit. You are here to do your purposeful things. All of you have a different agenda. Follow that agenda in a peaceful manner, in a quiet manner, in a powerful manner. And make the effort every day to stay there, because that will make your whole experience a lot easier to deal with, and you'll probably get a lot more done. Are you there, my dear?
Veronica?
Yes, we're right here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were signing off.
No, we finished, and we were coming back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will thank everybody for listening to the show today, and thank everybody who sent questions in, and we will be back with you next week with more wonderful questions. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.